Right now, though, we have a very special guest on the line. We were going to try and have him on yesterday, but for certain metaphysical reasons none of us could possibly comprehend, that didn't happen. But look, we don't need we don't need a reason to have him on.
Hell no.
So let's say hello to him. It is the great Barry Switzer. Hi, Coach.
Hello, Mike. Mike Forty. Good to be on.
Barry. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Hey, Barry is my bumper sticker. I got a patent on that. When they came out with that Chuck bumper sticker, I said, ain't going to be no Barry. I flew their ass. Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, man.
How are your, you know, we were going to have you on yesterday because we had the big dog event, which right. we raised a lot right. of money. For Dallas Dogger. Yep. And yeah, I can say that you're maybe the only guy that I know that is more into the good puppy dog than I am. And how are your shepherds doing? And how is your,
Well, I got six in the house right here now. I got, of course, a lab with them. I got, five German shepherds here with them. But, you know, my dogs are pets. They're worthless. You know, they just lay around there on the floor over here right now. And I got one of them that'll bite you. But so I make sure when someone rings the door that he's not with me. But he's already got about four people. And, but anyway, yeah, I was listening to Ranger and Mike talking about baseball and all that. Hey, we're big in softball up here. I'm 600 yards from the best softball team in the country. I tell you, Oklahoma women are fantastic. And I've become a damn softball fan watching those gals play or something. And we were national champions last year. And I think we only lost one game maybe this year.
But, yeah, aren't they? They're the favorites again this year, right?
Well, yeah, they're number one. They're ranked one in the country. And it's this weekend starts. In fact, tonight, I think, starts the championship here in Oklahoma City. I have it here in Oklahoma City at the Hall of Fame here. We have the Women's Softball Hall of Fame and stadium here. Really neat.
Which one of the dogs, which one of your German shepherds do you walk around campus so the girls will come over and pet your dog?
Well, they all allow the girls come over, pet. You know, a couple of them run them. There's a couple of fraternity houses, right? I'll turn around and look out the window. I got to try it out and buy a house right under. I'm looking at them now. I don't know the fraternities don't give a damn about them, but one of my senior dog was trained back when marijuana was illegal. we'd walk my dog through the parking lot across the street over there, and it hit on about three cars every time I'd come walk back. We're not working today. For years, old Caesar did that one because he was certified drug dog.
Are you serious? He would stop and be like, wait a minute, yeah. Something's in here.
Yeah, no, we can't. We're not working today. Get on those damn cars over there at the fraternity parking lot. But we've eliminated that. We don't walk him through anymore. There's no need to because... Yeah, that's history now. I use that cannibal lotion for my arm. I tell you what, I'm sold on as a medical marijuana. I'm not smoking it, but I'm a xylitol.
You sure?
You sure you're not smoking it?
But no, I have. I use a lotion on my back, on my neck, and my arm. I'm telling you, it's great relief. It works. I'm telling you, it really does.
That's CBD oil.
My low back. That CBD oil lotion, and it's at 80%. I think you have to get it from doctors or someone like that, those offices. And
well, let me just
throw it over the counter, but it's damn good stuff.
Let me warn you, because you're no stranger to this, but because if you get popped with that traveling through the DFW airport, your ass is going to jail quicker than you carrying a pistol through security.
No, I've done that before. I've tried that. Now, listen, and I got that pistol back. The judge gave it back to me. I'm a really neat guy. That was a neat story. But
probably didn't keep it and try to get you to autograph it.
If I pack that in my suitcase,
yep.
And send it, I'm fixing to go on a cruise next week. I can't pack that and take it with me?
Certain states don't allow it. I'm telling you, I know they're going to relax the rules a little bit in Texas, but we just had the story the other day of a woman from Oregon trying she had, she's 71 years old, had CBD right. oil just because of helping her sleep and certain.
Right. It does.
Yeah, certain maladies or whatever. And she got popped and spent two nights in jail right here in Dallas.
In Texas?
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, we're.
I'll be damn.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I mean, really is. Damn, guys walking down the street smoke the crap now, and I'm telling you, it's You know, it's unbelievable what we how we're dumbing down our country, you know.
He's right.
Well, hey, you know, we can't be as liberal.
Mike proves it, huh?
We can't be as liberal as you hippies up there in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I tell you what, at least we got someone south of us who can stand up and fight the Alamo again for us. Y'all's ass down there. Stop this invasion. I heard El Paso had 1,000 people come across today.
Would you quit watching Fox News? Good Lord.
Yeah. No, I want to. No, I heard that somewhere else. I think someone else told me about it. Anyway, you know, it's Beto told me, right?
You leave Beto alone, Coach.
Oh, no politics.
Hey, so I wanted to get back into your dogs because what you and Becky, talk about what you and Becky are doing.
Well, we have USAR dogs.
Yeah.
You know, our dogs, you know, a lot of people save dogs. Our dogs save people. That's the difference in your program and my program. You know, we train dogs for these, and we've had a lot of these F5s and F4s come through this country, and it's a bad time of the year for it, too. In fact, we had four of our dogs at El Reno the other night at that tornado, that F3 that came through there and tore up the town. And four of our dogs went with first responders there. But we've given 12 away to task forces in Tulsa. We got 8 with Oklahoma City Task Force. They're all under FEMA and coordinated with FEMA training. And I've probably given away, not given away, they're the least, they're always remain our dogs because the trainers might, I mean, the first responders, the firemen might leave and do something else later on in life. And those dogs remain ours. They come back to us for training when they're reassigned. You know, they got a life of probably 5 or 6 years in that type of work. And then they go into therapy dogs or human remains dogs or something like that. But our dogs are working dogs. Most of them are labs, a few Belgian Malinois, Dutch Shepherds. But, you know, they're great, great little athletes running over rubble and piles, and they find you buried. They can cover a lot of square footage of rubble and debris and find people alive and time enough to save their lives.
Damn. So it's good stuff, man.
That's the kind of stuff we do with our training. I've got 200 acres out here at Tuttle, Oklahoma, and that's where we train. I was out there today with them, and they were doing some filming, and they take the dogs out about 4 times a week, and I'll train them on live find, and we have some that do human remains. Now, don't tell me where I get my human remains stuff, but we got a few people that donate limbs here and there, but some states prohibit that even. But I didn't know about that damn lotion. I was really planning to have it in my damn bag, take it with me. I'm fine.
Roll the dice, Coach. See what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens. I'm going. Well, I think I can get away going to Stockholm, Sweden. I'm going to Sweden. I'm going to Baltic Seas coming up here on a trip.
Well, if you end up in jail here in Dallas, we'll come visit you and we'll do that phone thing through the screen.
I've already ended up out there at that one, you know, 20-something years ago. Remember at the airport? I went out there and filled out papers, and I remember walking in that place. They had that back when they had payphones. They'd roll those payphones in front of those guys who were in the sales over there. And I walked in there, and they all were looking at me and said, "What are you doing there?" And I said, "Shh, be quiet. I'm in here to break y'all's ass out." we don't have a jailbreak out there on the tarmac of the DFW. Jerry wasn't very happy with that one when I got to Dallas. But, got to Austin, going back to camp.
Oh, man.
That's a long time ago.
That's all right. Hey, so I turned 50 here in September, and it's the weekend big 5-0. I know.
50 years old.
Yeah.
Gosh, Corby.
I know. You got old friends.
That's young. 50 is so young. You have no idea how young that is.
Well,
shade out of his teens, isn't he, Coach?
My age is damn young. You know that? Hey, the greatest picture, a mental picture, I can see it right now, is when I'm hugging Michael Irvin at Jerry's induction in the Hall of Fame, that party we paid. He paid $2 million? I mean, I don't know what he paid for Justin,
Timberlake.
What the hell is it? Timberlake to come out and entertain us. And there's Mike crawling between me, down on his legs, crawling between me and Michael Irvin, comes up for a picture. That's the damnest shot I've ever seen. you remember that, don't you? I still got that picture.
I'm still hungover 2 years later from that party.
Oh, boy, isn't that something?
That was a night.
That was a 36-hour hangover.
That was a night. 36
hours. Yeah, a lot of fun. We were there. A lot of people didn't make that, but it was a great evening. It really was.
Well, I am going to get out there. You got to come out to L.A. I want to go out to the OU-UCLA game for my birthday. It's like
I'm going to be there. I'm making that. I'm going out early because we're having a special kind of fundraiser out there, and we're going to one of the our OU people's nice places to stay, and we're going to have a big deal at their event on Thursday night, and I'll be out there too. So
all right, let's tear it up. Hey, you know what we can do? We can share a hotel room again, where like we did in Knoxville, where we had to sleep on a twin bed together.
I had to do that with Keith Jackson one night. That's when he was about 350. What side of the bed do you want? And I said, hell, it won't make any difference. I'm going to be rolling downhill all night. that really did happen to us. 2 o'clock in the morning on Canal Street, an old Maison Blanche department store they made into the, what was it? That's the hotel? Ritz-Carlton. They made that into a Ritz-Carlton. And it happened 2 o'clock in the morning. I was supposed to have room, 2 double beds. And I got to the room, and I said, well, it's a king-size bed. And then the girl I called, I said, I got a roll-away. And the girl said, all the roll-away's gone, coach. You have to get king. And I looked at Keith, and that's when I said, which side do you want? And I said, hell, it ain't going to make any difference. 2 o'clock in the morning. God, all of a sudden, I hear this voice say, what are you laughing about, coach? And I was looking, staring at the ceiling. I said, I'm just thinking about what anyone think about. Someone's that door opened and someone walked in and saw our ass like this. Oh, you know, he took 3/4 of them. Keith weighed about 350 then. I said, Keith, don't you ever tell anybody this happened. We slept together. He said, hell, coach, everybody thinks that's how you got all your players. Oh, we had so much fun with that. And a week later, he speaks in Crossing, Arkansas, my hometown. He tells to tell everybody the story. So he went around in a hurry. But that was funny.
That's awesome.
I got up, went downstairs. You're not going to believe who I slept with last night. They all had to come up there and say, Keith sleeps still asleep in the bed. But anyway, that was a good time. Good time.
All right, brother. Well, be good. And we'll talk to you more this summer. And, Keep doing what you're doing.
Stay in touch, Scorby, Mike. Take care.
All right, Coach.
Love you guys. Take
love you
care.
Too.
Love you too. There he is, the great Barry Switzer.
Sweet Barry.
God. Wind him up.
That's one of the best.
Oh. That is an all-timer right there. Wow.
All right. Oh, man. Let's get our head right for the NBA Finals tonight.
It takes time to process.
Yeah.